In this session, we will look at the paper for paper rules, which apply under section 127 of TCGA 1992. Let us say we have an individual who currently has a share certificate stating that they own 100 shares in OTL PLC, which they purchased back in January 1990 for £1,000. Let us say that Tolly PLC comes along and takes over OTL PLC, and the shareholder swaps his share certificate in OTL for a new share certificate, showing that he now owns 500 shares in Tolly PLC. In other words, he swapped his 100 OTL shares for 500 Tolly shares. Under the paper-for-paper rules, this will not be treated as a disposal for capital gains purposes. It will simply be that we swap the base cost of the original OTL shares for the base cost of the new Tolly shares. So therefore, the base cost of the Tolly shares will be £1,000. So when does section 127 apply? I.e., when can we use the no disposal paper for paper rules? The rules apply where there has been a reorganisation, either under section 135 of TCGA 1992, which applies when one company takes over another, or under section 136, where there has been a reconstruction. These rules apply as a matter of fact, and no clearance can be obtained in advance from the Inland Revenue. However, in addition to the reorganisation rules applying, the transactions must take place for bona fide commercial reasons, and their main objective must not be the avoidance of a tax liability. This is given under section 137 of TCGA 1992, and statutory clearance is available under section 138 of TCGA 1992. In the clearance, the company must state in full what transactions are taking place, and the revenue will then confirm or not, as the case may be, that they consider the scheme is going ahead for bona fide commercial reasons, and that the main object of that scheme is not the avoidance of tax. So how do the paper-for-paper rules under section 127 interact with the no-gain, no-loss rules applicable under section 171, where assets are transferred between members of a group? Following the Woolcombers case, the share-for-share exchange will be treated as giving rise to a disposal for capital gains purposes, and as a result, section 171 subsection 3 was added to tax legislation. Let me demonstrate this with an illustration. We have a company, Barcelona Limited, which owns 100% of Valencia Limited, which it bought 5 years ago at a total cost of £3 million. It also owns 100% of Cadiz Limited. Barcelona decided to transfer its shares in Valencia to Cadiz when their market value had fallen to £2.5 million. This is done in return for new shares issued in Cadiz to Barcelona Limited. This will be treated as a paper-for-paper transaction in Barcelona Limited, as it has exchanged its shares in Valencia Limited for new shares in Cadiz Limited, so the paper-for-paper rules will apply. Consequently, the base cost of its original holding in Valencia will now transfer to the new shares it owns in Cadiz, this being £3 million, which will be indexed from the time of the original acquisition 5 years ago. However, the base cost of the Valencia shares in Cadiz Limited will be the market value of that holding at the time of the transfer, which is £2.5 million. This is because the transfer between these two companies takes place at market value, as both Valencia and Cadiz are connected parties. Section 171 no gain no loss rules do not apply in this particular scenario, but instead a disposal is triggered under the normal connected party rules. That concludes this session on reconstructions.